I invite you to turn to Psalm 113. You can look either in your Psalter or in your Bible. I'll be reading it as it's found in the New King James. This is Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that He may seat them with princes, with the princes of His people. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. The purpose of our psalm meditations is to briefly consider this psalm and to see areas of explanation and especially application to Jesus Christ. This psalm is much like Psalm 117 that I set before you last month. Psalm 113 starts and ends with the words, "Praise the Lord." That's the translation of the well-known Hebrew word, "Hallelujah." Because of that, this psalm and the set of psalms that is in this area are commonly called the Hallel Psalms or the Hallelujah Psalms. You can look down at the ones that follow. They all begin, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." This psalm is one that the children of Israel would especially sing during the time of Passover. This and all of the Hallel Psalms were ones that were a part of those feastal celebrations. So you can think of them going to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast and saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." And this psalm identifies two special things for which to praise God. First of all, how great God is. And second, how He humbles Himself to save His people. Those are very good reasons to praise God, aren't they? I want you to listen to them again, but think of it in the context of the Passover feast and then its application to Jesus. Verses 4 and 5 say how great God is. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Think again of the Passover. God is great over nations. He's even greater than the nation of Egypt that had held Israel captive for 400 years. God is greater than the nations of the earth. And then poetically, the psalmist takes that praise and says he's exalted above all nations, and then he lifts it even higher and says he's greater than the heavens themselves. We might say today that Egypt is not in a league with God. It's in a completely different category. We could say that about all the nations of the earth as well. So the psalmist rightly asks, who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high? But that's not all. This great God also humbled Himself to save us from our sins. Again, think of the Passover. God, who is high and mighty, heard the cries of the children of Israel. He's not like those individuals that you might think of as being high and mighty today who do not know and do not care what happens to those who are less important than they are. God is not like that. The Lord humbles Himself so that He knows the things that are in heaven and earth. And He brings salvation. That's what He did in the Exodus. The God of heaven visited Egypt and brought disaster on them and their gods. The final plague was that He sent the angel of death through the country, and He delivered them and brought them out. You might think of it in these terms, as the psalmist does, that the Lord took those who were lowly and he exalted them so that they would be like princes. Remember when they left Egypt that they took spoils with them, gold and silver and clothing. And it was unexpected. It was like the joy of a barren woman being granted children. So our God, who is great, has humbled himself to save his people. That's the context of the Passover of the Old Testament. Now take that context and think of how it prefigures Jesus. Jesus is great because he is God, God himself. But he also humbles himself to bring salvation to his people. The gospel writer John describes it this way, that Jesus, who is God incarnate, who is the Word, who is with God and was God, this same God humbled himself and became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have beheld his glory. And then John the Baptist declared as he saw Jesus Christ, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He identified the Savior, Jesus, who humbled himself to become our Savior. Paul also describes it this way. In Philippians chapter 2, he says of Jesus that he was equal with God. And yet he emptied himself, taking upon himself the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. That's our Savior, Jesus Christ, God incarnate. He is the one who humbled himself to bring us salvation. As we say, hallelujah, think of our redemption. Think of what God did to bring salvation to you. He sent his Son. He came in the flesh. He died on the cross so that you and I might have life. Hallelujah, indeed. Let's turn to this psalm to sing it together. We'll be using the B selection, Psalm 113, selection B.